And this news just in this afternoon from Brussels. Greece has rejected a new bailout offer from European finance ministers. The offer came at the start of talks today with European leaders who are debating another bailout for Greece with less than 2 weeks until the country's current one expires. Greece's new prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, came to power, promising to scrap parts of the deal, including some of the austerity measures that came with it. But other European leaders are hesitant to lend Greece more money without strict reforms attached. Joe Wiesenthal of Bloomberg News joins us now with the latest on this. And Joe, what happened here? What did Greece find objectionable about the bailout offer?
Well, the sticking point continues to be that the rest of Europe wants Greece to continue the existing bailout program. Basically, what they want is for Greece to request an extension of the existing bailout. That means Greece would get more money in exchange for ongoing monitoring of reforms. The new Greek government says they will not do an extension of the current bailout. They want something totally new. They want a six-month bridge program that leads to a totally new deal, and Greece won't accept the existing bailout, and the rest of Europe insists on continuing with the existing bailout.
So what happens to the talks now?
Well, it's unclear. So after the talks broke down today, the head of the Eurogroup said the onus is now back on Greece. They said, you know, there's still some time. They could probably get an agreement this week still before it's too late. But it said basically the onus is now on Greece to come back and ask for essentially an extension of the existing bailouts. Problem is, Greece keeps saying they won't do that. So it's really unclear. The worrisome part is that they don't seem to have made any progress in the last few weeks at all. There's this key sticking point about whether to start something totally new or to extend the current program, and they just don't seem to have made any progress finding some sort of middle ground.
Well, and they're nearing this deadline at the end of the month. And I've read that if they reach that deadline and don't get another bailout, they could run out of cash in Greece within a few weeks.
Yeah, there really isn't that much time. There is some debate about what ultimately would be the end, the drop dead date for Greece. The existing program ends at the end of the month. They might be able to go a bit further in terms of making debt payments. Without a new program, the only issue there, though, is that if there's no new program, then more money could leave the Greek banking system. The ECB at some point could cut off liquidity completely or dramatically from Greek banks. So, no one knows exactly what the drop dead date is, but that's kind of what makes it all a little bit uncomfortable, is this risk that, there could be an accident, that something could happen unexpected. No one quite knows when the end game is.
And what's the risk to the rest of the global economy if the worst case scenario happens?
Well, there's a big difference now between Greece today and Greece in 2012. There is not a lot of private sector exposure to Greece. Most of the debt that Greece owes is owed to other governments and the ECB and the IMF. So the belief currently is that Greece could default with limited economic ramifications for the rest of Europe and the rest of the world. But nobody knows for sure really what would happen. No one knows what the political ramifications would be. So the belief now is that, Greece could leave without hurting too much, but I don't think anyone's particularly confident of that.
Joe Wiesenthal of Bloomberg News with the latest from the talks with Greece. Joe, thank you.
Thank you.